Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Washington reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Kim and he is out, Morrison applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a pop-up towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Washington reaches second base with a double. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 3-2, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morrison hits a line drive into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-1 in the game. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-2 in the game. Kim hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Bell pinch hits for Mike Squires. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Pruitt moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pryor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Pruitt scores. Bell moves to third. It's 4-3, Royals. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morrison is hit by the pitch. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards the mound. Quisenberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Randy Johnson now playing first base. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-3 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Torres pinch runs for Clint Hurdle. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White bunts in front of the plate. Kim fields it and throws to first for the out. Torres moves to second. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-3 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Torres who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. 2 outs. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Bruce Kim. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.